The Story of a Fighter. The Russian female gymnasts dominated the Olympics in 1960 in Rome. Their muscles were iron, their technique was brilliant, their stamina inexhaustible. It seemed there was no one who could stop the red wave. Yet a woman from a small country in the middle of Europe, Eva Vekhtova Bosakova, showed the level they set is beatable. Born in a provincial town of Mladá Boleslav, in that time's Czechoslovakia, to gymnast-loving parents, she was trained from a very early age. Although she originally started figure skating, she soon discovered a passion for a different sport passed from her parents on to her. Gymnastics was an inevitable choice. After the Second World War, she started exercising on apparatus. During her training, she introduced a lot of innovations, such as the three-phase training, or exercising in PVC clothes for larger weight loss. Her first large victory was 1958's championship in Moscow, where she won the gold medal after performing, at that time an unseen element, a back somersault on the floor. Then she started to introduce more innovative features in her routines. She courageously introduced many acrobatics and dance figures, for which her points with conservative judges went low. However, her qualities were so evident and her efforts so persuasive that at some point a break came. The greatest moment of her career came one hot day in Rome in the Caracalla Spa.
She performed an unseen cartwheel on the balance beam, and after performing several more elements, she continued with a handstand, followed by a plunge, a completely unusual routine.
Her old coach remembers the event.
And that was it. The Russian hegemony at the Olympics in Rome was over. She was an unforgettable personality.
He closes. After several more years of success, she was forced to stop her career for unclear reasons. She died unexpectedly just 2 years after the fall of communism in 1991, half forgotten by the public.